Welcome to another powerful episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you meaningful conversations with voices shaping culture, creativity, and authentic music experiences. Now, today's guest is helping bring real R&B energy to 105.5 FM and AM 1430 The King radio stations in a major way. He's a singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, and independent artist whose music is rooted in authenticity, emotion, and storytelling. And what's special about today's conversation is this journey started with a real connection right here in the city. But for now, we ain't gonna get into it. I want you to help me welcome to The Voice on the King, Ahmad Smith. How you doing?
Ha ha, how you feeling? It's Tamika Nicole in the building. You did.
All day, okay? Now listen, Ahmad, before we get into the music, I think it's important to talk about how organic this whole connection has been between you and I. We met during an event experience over at the ViStar Amphitheater in Stockbridge, and from there, you invited me to your album listening for The Answer. Talk yes. about that moment for you and how important relationship building and networking have been in your journey as an independent artist.
Absolutely. So networking is a huge thing. The crazy part is, I wasn't even supposed to be at the amphitheater that day. For the people who know who Damien Hall is, that's a legend. He's a part of the R&B group Guy, and he called me one day, and he was just, I was actually just laying in bed. I think I was about to go to a comedy show or something. Uh-huh. And he called me and was like, "Lil bro, what you doing?" And I was like, "Nothing really, but I'm about to go to a comedy show." And he was like, 112 Black Street, Jaheen, Young Jock, we going backstage. He said, "Meet me there at 7:30. Like, dang, you gotta give me time, baby. I gotta get ready. So I ended up going, of course, and we were backstage with just nothing but legends. Yeah. And of course, that's where I met you. Yeah. And we kind of just organically started talking. I got your information, and I invited you out to my listening party, and you surprised me. I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna play Truly on the radio station," and everybody in the room was like, "Whoa, okay, that quick,
straight like that."
Right. Well, we need to do a listening party every week in this one.
If that's the case, yeah, let's see who we get in the building, okay?
But it was beautiful, though. And it was a pleasure meeting you, for real.
Indeed. It was really such a organic moment, and to be able to be welcomed by you as well, and for you to just share a little bit about who you were and what you had going on. Like, he told me, guys, he said, "Listen, I got something coming up like within the next couple of weeks, and I'd love to invite you to it." And so I'm like, "Yeah, I'm there. Like, whatever it is, I'm there." Just because he expressed himself, I had heard his music. I didn't know anything about him yet. He did text me a couple of days later, and I was able to have a chance to listen to The Answer. And that's why we are here today. Okay, y'all. So let's get into the music itself. At your exclusive album listening experience for The Answer, after you played the number one track, I felt like that was the best time for me to come up and take the mic from your folks. And your host was awesome. Shout out your host. What's your host again? What was his name?
Shout out to my host, Micah Tarver. He's amazing. He's all the show All American. He tours with Desi Banks doing stand up comedy at like stadiums and stuff like that. So he's really, really,
shout
really dope.
Out.
And for him to come out, that was a major thing.
Shout out to him. But I just thought it was no better time to announce my personal selection. I wanted to go in rotation on The King as the first song off of the album. Like, it was awesome. In my opinion, your single Truly, the listeners are going to hear a smooth, soulful, emotionally honest record. What inspired Truly, and what message were you hoping listeners connect with when they hear it?
So Truly was a song that I created when I was in a space where I genuinely didn't know what was going on. Prior to that, me making that song, I was sleeping in my car. You know, one thing about me, I don't really complain about stuff. You know, you just get through it, because I know God is the biggest. And it don't matter what you're going through, big or small, he knows what he's doing. He gonna let you go through something just for his health. You know, there's always a plan and a purpose to why you're going through it, and there's always an ending to what you're going through. And so for me, I was sleeping in my car, and then I remember I was sleeping in the basement of my music manager's assistant's basement at the time, because my manager found out I was sleeping, and she was like, "What the hell?" For me, I don't really like handouts. I like to work for what I got. I was like, "Nah, I can't do that. I don't even really know her like that." And now I'm sleeping on an air mattress in like this basement with like concrete floors, and like there's no like insulation in the walls. But I'm grateful though, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like very uncomfortable at the same time, because I really would kind of rather be sleeping in the car, because at least it's my car. Wow. I don't, you know, I'm in a familiar territory. So long story short, you know, I ended up setting my studio up down there, and the very first song I made in that basement was Truly.
Wow.
And if you listen to the first lyrics, it says, ever been in a place where you don't even have a clue, and you feel like you're stuck and you don't know what else to do? Just give it some time. It'll work itself out overnight. It'll be all right. Those were real lyrics for what I was going through at the moment. And, you know, a lot of people don't even, they just hear those lyrics and be like, oh, this is a good song. Not even knowing. I just came from sleeping in my car.
Wow.
You know, and that is the beauty of music, because, you know, other people's experience can be other people's breakthrough. So that's how that song came about.
So would you say that Truly represents the overall emotional tone for the Answer album?
Yes, it does. It's about the overall emotional tone of the album was real music, real emotions, real just being authentic to the problems in life. You know, that's what it's about. And, you know, even when you get into the other songs, like even Blind Freedom, you'll start to hear similarities of that. You know, even though I'm speaking on different topics in Blind Freedom, like oppression, it still correlates to things we're dealing with. And basically, it's a message of like, yeah, we're dealing with it, but we get over this. We've been through worse. We'll get through this.
I am telling you, people can gather their own thoughts off of music when they first hear it. Because when I first heard that song, it was so sexy to me.
Yeah, it's a sexy song. I wanted it to be sexy. It wasn't nothing about it. Now you're going to listen to it and be like, wow, he was laying in the back seat of the car.
Right. But, you know, just coming out of what you were dealing with, it gives me this other thing that I noticed within the project, is that your music feels so intentional. It doesn't feel rushed or manufactured.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How would you describe your sound and approach to more modern R&B in that aspect?
I like real music. As you asked me earlier, what was the last song I listened to? And it was Mint Condition, You Don't Have to Hurt No More. So that's just the stock that I come from.
That's
Sade
right.
is my favorite female artist. Prince, Michael, Stevie, D'Angelo are my favorite male artists. So it's just, I come from that. So it's kind of hard for me to just throw anything together. And I spent a lot of time on this project. And like I told you at the listen party, I went to LA and did a 24-hour studio session, flew out there, came back to Atlanta and did a 48-hour studio session. Then I turned around and did another 24-hour studio session the very next week. And then still came back to my personal studio and spent countless of hours tweaking, you know, the final details of the project. And so for me, every little detail matters, down to the guitars, to even in Truly. I don't know if you heard the trumpets in Truly, but
yes.
I played the trumpets in Truly. Those trumpets that you hear in there, I played those.
The listeners, you all are going to hear it too, so stay tuned. To all the listeners of The Voice on the King, thank you so much for tuning in for part one of my exclusive conversation with Amaya Smith. Make sure you come right back this coming Tuesday to catch part two of this interview. Trust me, the conversation is just getting started. And Amaya Smith, you're coming back for part two, right?
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. I told you was amazing. Tamika Nicole, you did. Yeah, I really appreciate you for having me and allowing people to hear this message and for people to listen to truly good music.
Yes, truly good music, okay? I love seeing authentic, independent R&B artists creating real music with real emotion and purpose. So family, make sure you stream The Answer and stay tuned, because we are airing the single Truly following this episode, or you can officially stream and purchase Amaya Smith's album via 105theking.com. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, reminding you that authentic music still matters and real connections create real opportunities. Remember, you can catch the replay of this episode at 105theking.com and connect with me on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, and AM 1010, The King.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Show me something.
sure you don't even have a clue. And you feel like you're stuck and you don't know what else to do. Just give it some time, it'll work itself out overnight. It'll be alright. Constantly calling me, I'm just steady doing my thing. Give it to the most high God, that's just how I deal with my pain.